popping it, everybody. Red Zone DFS. Here we go. First one of the year. The best one of the year, in my opinion, the Masters. 2024. We're going to go over a bunch of different stuff today. So we're going to start with something that usually is really only done for majors, is going to be pools. So people definitely, you know, don't play DFS. I wanted to throw this out there right at the beginning. Just my picks on some of the pools. So if you're just playing pools and you're not playing, you know, DFS, vice versa, maybe you know somebody that is and they're, hey, who do I pick? And they're in the same pool as you. Like, hey, go listen to this guy. You know, he's got some takes on who to play in the pool. So, you know, I've got a pool that I'm looking at here. Everyone's probably going to be pretty similar as far as the tiers. This is just to pick one from every tier, and I'm going to run through them real quick. So tier one, it's going to be Scotty Scheffler, McIlroy, Rahm, X, Koepka, Matsuyama, Spieth, Åberg, Niemann, and Wyndham Clark. The chalk is obviously going to be Scotty Scheffler if you're going to pick somebody from this range. John Rahm has not been playing the best, but he is the defending champion. Brooks is the ultimate big game hunter. I've got no issues picking Brooks. My particular pick, I like to go a little contrarian, would be Hideki Matsuyama. Playing well, form's pretty good, ranks pretty highly in my model, as you can see right here. Strokes gained around the green has been phenomenal lately. His putting, that's just Hideki for you. Scrambling's been great. Bogey avoidance has been great. Hideki would be my tier one pick. Tier two, Hovland, Zalatoris, Cantlay, Smith, Thomas, Dustin Johnson, Bryson, Fitzpatrick, Finau, and Lowry. For whatever reason, Lowry has just been getting a ton of steam here. I probably would err on the side. There's a couple of guys I like in here. I like Willie Z. Not popping in my model because he hasn't been playing a ton lately, but I definitely like him. I like Tony Finau. Ranks, you know, 19th in my model. Putting has been awful. Scrambling has been awful, but opportunities gained have been really good. And the ball striking has been fantastic. So don't hate that. Also really like Justin Thomas. 20th in the model. Been playing a little bit better as of late. And then Cantlay, I think, is a guy that you really can't go wrong with there. So it'll be, for me, Finau, Cantlay, Thomas, Zalatoris. Those would be kind of my picks from that range. Tier three, Morikawa, Fleetwood, Cam Young, Homa, Degala, Burns, Day, Brian Harman, Hatton, and Henley. I mean, I've got an outright on Degala. Not a lot of people are going to pick Sahith, I don't think. So I think that might be an interesting one to go with. I don't hate Morikawa here. He hasn't been playing that great as of late. I think Jason Day is probably kind of a sneaky pick, especially if you're in a larger pool where you know there's going to be like 100 plus entries. He's a guy that I think you can go with. And Tommy Fleetwood's been playing okay. Didn't break the top 25 in my custom model, but I definitely think Fleetwood is a guy that can get it done. Cam Young, also somebody interesting. My personal pick from here would be Degala or Day. Tier four, Minwoo Lee, Patrick Reed, Corey Connors, Siwoo Kim, Sungjae Im, Akshay Bhatia, Adam Scott, Jay Kim, Sergio Garcia, and Ricky Fowler. I'm going to go with Akshay. He's playing hot. First time here. Definitely could be a little bit nervous. Don't really know what's going on with the shoulder. I assume he's okay. No one's going to pick him. I definitely also like Siwoo Kim in this range. Model looking pretty good. I definitely like him in that area. Ricky also, I think, is a guy, perennial player. Don't know how high Ricky can actually finish, so that's who I would probably go with. I'd probably go with Akshay, coming off the win last week. He's pretty hot right now. Siwoo. Actually, my third is probably going to be Corey Connors. I like Corey Connors a lot this week. Just cracked into my model. Definitely think he's a solid pick in that range. Tier 5, Denny McCarthy with the gag last week. Justin Rose, Tiger Woods, Chris Kirk, Harris English, Benny On, Mr. Maronk, Phil Keegan, and Højgaard. Højgaard's skill set sets up really well for this, but he has just been playing absolutely terrible as of late. So I don't know if I can go there. Can't go wrong with Tiger. He's going to be a chalk pick in this range, though. So if you want to get away from that, I'm fine playing Penny On or Justin Rose. Those are two guys that, you know, they're not popping up in my model. But, you know, Russell Henley, he's not in there. Let's see if anybody, let's see, the Napper's not in there. Lowry's not in there. Let's see, is Kirk in there? Yeah, Chris Kirk's in there. He's playing okay. I wouldn't mind going with Chris Kirk. No one's going to pick Chris Kirk, so I think you're going to be fine there. And then Tier 6, there's a ton of guys in Tier 6. I'm going Jake Knapp, rating really high in my model. He's a bomber. I think that if he can limit this issue right here with his strokes gained off the tee, he can be good. We've got some weather concerns, but Jake Knapp is going to be my overall number one pick. I don't hate Nick Taylor, a guy like that, in the last round. Lucas Glover, Taylor Moore, any of those guys, I think I'm fine with. All right, let's hop straight into the DFS here. So here's my model. I'll show you guys, you know, what I'm weighting everything on. Strokes gained off the tee. Strokes gain total, approach, around the green, putting, DK points, which obviously we're playing our DraftKings, very huge. Bogey avoidance, opportunities gained, and scrambling. I added scrambling this week. I think it's very important, especially because you're going to have the runoff areas and things like that. There's not a lot of rough, but there is a lot of sand. So we are going to be able to, you know, get there. Obviously, Scotty, number one in the model. It doesn't surprise me whatsoever, right? Xander, number two. Decky, number three, which I think is pretty sneaky. Wyndham Clark, who is making his debut here, but I really like his skill set for this course. Aberg, Batia's, you know, this is the last 24 rounds, so he's been hot lately. I'm fine with playing the hot hand. I think this is a tournament that if you are more inexperienced, like Batia, and Wyndham, a little bit of form really helps because you're just a little bit more confident and you're allowing yourself to kind of make some of those shots that maybe normally you wouldn't make. Siwoo Kim, love him here this week. We got old Denny McCarthy popping. Number one in scrambling. He's going to do really well with the putter. I really like what he did coming back. So he's going to be a cheap guy that, you know, we'll look at the ownership in a bit. Not a lot of people are going to go back to Denny, especially after he gagged it on that chip. But at 6,200, you know, on a week where a lot of people are going to make the cut, I like a guy that, you know, is going to be able to putt pretty well. He's going to be able to hit really well around the greens. Bogey avoidance is really good because of his putting. He's not going to get a lot of opportunities. Not great in the DK scoring, so probably a lot of people are not going to have him up in the model. Sahith, I'm a big fan of this week. Henley, Koepka, Lowry, who looks like he's getting steamed. Rory, who's about, you know, midway here in the model. His around the green game has been atrocious. His scrambling game has been atrocious, but, you know, it is what it is. Joaquin, you know, really good form on the LIV Tour. Been playing very solid this year. Cam Young, Tony Finau, Justin Thomas, definitely playing a lot better this year. He's a guy that, you know, at 8,700, I think it's a very fair price for him for this layout. Lucas Glover, Taylor Moore, Chris Kirk, Dustin Johnson, cracking the model, and Corey Connors. So, you know, some of these LIV guys are going to be kind of hard to discern. The whole Peter Malnati popping up there and putting, just absolutely ridiculous. I think that Hovland is an interesting conversation to have. My problem with him is that, you know, his bogey avoidance isn't great. He's been spraying it off the tees. You know, I don't really know. I do like Ben on here a little bit. Rom certainly hasn't been playing very well, but, you know, it's tough to count out the defending champion. Willie Z is a guy that, you know, traditionally plays pretty well here. His price is just super inflated. And I mean, I like Willie Z. I just don't know how much I'm going to get to him this week. Cantlay's another guy, very interesting, starting to get steamed up a little bit here. We'll see when we go over and look at the model. Griot, Fleetwood's down here. Numbers have not been great. You know, Maronk is another bomber. List is a guy. Tom Kim, I think, could be interesting here. Minwoo, yeah, you just, these the stats for these guys are just not looking great. So let's see. Like, I like to look at 24 rounds. Let's see it a little bit larger sample size. Let's go to last 50 rounds and see what the model, how the model changes. So I starred everyone that was in my top 25, and let's go to the model rank. So there's some people who are popping in here. Tyrrell Hatton, Rom comes up when you extend out the model. Adam Scott comes up when you extend out the model. Morikawa comes up when you extend out the model into the top 25. You know, Homa, Cole, Fleetwood, Jaeger. I think Jaeger is a guy that, you know, he's been playing really good. Just got his first win. I don't think he's ever played in the Masters before, so that's, you know, a consideration. But at 7,100, Jaeger is a guy that could absolutely score. You know, opportunities gained are not going to be great, but, you know, around the green, really good. Off the tee, really good. You know, keeps it in the fairway, which is, you know, just, you have to keep good position here. Poston, Cantlay, right? So some of these guys pop up and, you know, some of these guys drop down, you know, that have been kind of a little hotter recently. Taylor Moore is one of them, right? Kind of popping down a little bit. So let's go take a look at some of the ownerships. So let's pop over to this, share this tab. So calculated ownership. So right now, Xander's really getting steamed, 23. No one's really, but like, where on earth is Scotty Scheffler? About 23%. That's not overly bad for Scotty. You have to assume that in actual, like, smaller field lineups, I like to use this actual Fantasy National lineup generator percentage because it's a little bit higher. And that's typically what you'll see in like a 3 max or like a 10 max or something like that, right? Sahith, you know, everybody likes him. I'm just all in on him this week, so like I'm going to play him regardless. Siwoo also popping in the models a lot, so he's going to be popular. Connors, Brooks, Russell Henley I think is an interesting play this week. Finau, who I like. Matt Fitzpatrick, who... If this was going to be more inclement weather for the rest of the week, I would be more in on Matt Fitzpatrick. The weather looks really good Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I don't know about Matt Fitzpatrick otherwise, though. I think I'm staying away. Rory, 14%, fair. Willie Z, only 14%. Neiman, 12%. So, you know, Rom only 12%. If Rom is only going to be 12%, I'm definitely going to have some shares of Rom. Just because, again, this is Tuesday morning. We're talking about this. So this could change. But, you know, as it sits, Wyndham Clark, love that, 12%. You know, DJ, the Live guys. I think a lot of the casual players who play the Masters are going to be probably a little bit tentative to play the Live guys. I'm fine with playing guys like Dustin Johnson, John Rahm, Neiman, Brooks, you name it. Justin Thomas, 8%, love it. Chris Kirk, 7%, love that. Bhatia, 7%, he's playing hot right now. Denny, 6,200 at 6%, not bad at all. Sam Burns, 6% at 8,100. He could be bad, but he could also be good. Some of my guys that I started, Jake Knapp, I think is a great play. Really like his skill set for this course. I think he'll do well here, especially on Thursday. He might be able to build himself a little bit of a lead. I mean, Ben Ann is a guy, again, for the pools. No one's going to play Ben Ann this week. Jay Kim, Bubba, interesting. Tiger. I mean, I'm putting Tiger into my player pool. I mean, I had 2%. Like, come on. Like, this is all he's been, this is all he cares about. Now, he could not be great, but at 6,800, I don't need Tiger Woods to play like Tiger Woods used to. I just need Tiger to make the cut and come like T15, and we're fine, right? And that's something Tiger can absolutely do here for the next 15 years. I'm fairly confident, right? So that's really what, you know, what we're looking at as far as, you know, my favorite plays, and kind of what we're looking at with the Masters. I'm going to go back to this and share this tab. So we're back onto this model and just make sure, yep, we're there. I really like this, like the 50 round. Let's play around. Let's go the mid of that 36 round and see if anybody, if that changes the rank, model rank. So Tyrrell Hatton's up in there, Scott, Homa, Rahm in the top 25, Jaeger, Morikawa. So yeah, like Jaeger, Morikawa, I think are guys that, I think Jaeger is a fine play for a cheap play. You're trying to jam some of these other guys in. I particularly like using 24 rounds. It's been working pretty well for me. You know, if you're talking about, you know, four rounds an event, you know, assuming these guys have made the cut, right? You know, that's the last six events. That's a pretty good barometer, I think. But you can just see how Scotty is just far and away, like, just absolutely ridiculous, right? It's just pretty crazy. If we go down the salary, look, Rom's numbers are not going to look great, but if he's going to be that low owned, I'm definitely playing Rahm. Spieth has just been playing so bad. I can't do it right now. I'm going to take a shot on Zalatoris, but not many. Morikawa is a guy who's, you know, he's just been okay. Ward, Homa, the same thing. But I'd much rather play Justin Thomas, Tony Finau, Cam Young, Burns. Bryson, I have no real interest in this week. He just spraying the ball too much. Sahith is going to be my guy. Sungjae Im, interesting, but probably not for me. Minwoo, Ricky, rather play Bhatia. I'd rather play Henley. I think Henley is absolutely mispriced. I mean, he is 13th in my model. Bhatia is 6th. Siwoo Kim, like, you see why, like, Siwoo is picking up some ownership. His model numbers look really good for everybody. Chris Kirk is another good one for down here for me. Like I said, Tiger at 24. I don't really care about Tiger's numbers at 2,400. I'm playing Tiger, or at 6,800, I'm playing Tiger Woods at 2-3% ownership. That's just a no-brainer for me. Jake Knapp playing some really good golf this year. Really love the kid. Bomber hits the ball a ton. Really think that it'll put him in some advantageous positions. The spraying it off the tee is what concerns me a little bit, but I think some of his length makes up for that. Again, Augusta, no real rough. It's just, where are you going to be in the pine straw? And what kind of angle of attack are you going to have at either your approach shot or the follow-up, right? That's the biggest concern here. Taylor Moore is a guy I like. Kitayama is a guy that I think Kitayama can play okay here. Glover is an interesting. He's been playing really good lately. Really good on the approach last 24 rounds. You know, gaining, you know, about half a stroke around on the field around the green. Almost a full stroke on opportunities gained. So he's given himself a lot of looks. Putting has been atrocious. But look, if you look at this correlation with bad putting but opportunities gained, you give yourself a story to say, hey, if I play glove and he can just, you know, if he can just be even with the field, really, and not lose any strokes per round at 6,800, he's going to be a really good value. So I like Glover this week. I'm good to hop in on him. These guys, the other guys down here, I don't think I'm having, you know, I wish that maybe they would put like Maria Olazabal, Vijay Singh, some of these guys in like the 5,500-5,200 range, and I might have some interest at that point. But, you know, I don't know if I can really get to it this week. So it's going to be a good week. Some outrights that I have. Let me pull up my stuff here real quick. Just who I am looking at. to load up everything here. Bear with me one second. But yeah, as this is loading up, I just will remind everyone, weather, not the biggest concern in the world. It's just, you know, we're good to go there. You know, Thursday, I don't know if they're going to be able to play a whole bunch. 100% rain, thunderstorms. So, you know, I don't play a lot of Showdown anyway. If you're somebody that plays Showdown, probably not the best day to play it would be Thursday. Just don't know if they're going to get the whole round in. That's going to be the issue. Yeah, so I'll start with some of my futures that I have. So I have a Neiman bet from much earlier in the year. Not a great number, but I've got Neiman at 25-1 on there. I've got Willie Z at 30-1 on a futures bet. I have Sahith at 60-1. And then some guys that I have bet recently. I'm just running it back with Akshay. I've got a 95-1 number on Bhatia. So that's a number that I was pretty excited about. So I was more than happy to take a shot on Bhatia at 95-1. I just hit him last week at 60-1. Not expecting, you know, definitely not expecting a ton from him this week, but I'll more than hop back in at that number, that's for sure. I got Finau at 40-1. Tony, I think he's definitely got some good win equity here. Yeah, the Willie Z number that's out there now is, you know, 40-1. So that's not my future there. Is it looking great? I got Justin Thomas at 48-1. I just think that's a really good number on JT. I'm good with him there. I have Wyndham Clark top five at 8-1. I'll list off some of those at the end. We'll keep going with our outrights here. I've got Clark, I've got Morikawa top five, another 8-1. I don't know if anybody's super long. I mean, I bet Bhatia just because, you know, I bet Bhatia because he won last week. I don't know that he can win. Some guys, so bet that I do have on some longer odds is Justin Rose at 130-1. I've got Chris Kirk also at 135-1. I think that, you know, I like Chris Kirk's game. I threw the obligatory Tiger bet on there. But I also have Tiger top 10 at 10-1. So that's not a bad bet. I think that he can do that. I don't know if it's like a slam dunk or anything like that, but yeah, Rose and Kirk are my deepest guys at 130 and 135-1. I'm probably going to look to add maybe one more person. Oh, I'm sorry. I have Hideki at 25-1 as well. So, you know, I've looked at Hovland's number. I've looked at DJ's number. DJ at 40-1 is interesting to me. Form's not been great, but you know, I'm looking at Brooks at 20-1. That's one that I might pull on. There's a few other ones out there, but that's just kind of where I'm at just overall. Hopefully everybody has a great week this week. Reach out to us on X, yeah, at JJ McIntosh, at Notorious VJL, and at Joey Props. Hit us up with questions. Drop some questions in the comments. I'll circle back around to see, you know, answer everyone's questions in the comments, or just hit me up on Twitter and we can have a chat. If you have a question or something about that, about lineup construction, how are you doing this? How are you doing that? You know, reach out to me, and I'm more than happy to try and help. Thank you guys so much, and good luck, and let's have a great Masters.